The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by many good folks we want to thank, including our friends at MyPillow.com. Great Christmas gift-giving idea, by the way. High Plains Apache as well. And let me just take a moment to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. I want to tell you about that. Then we are going to tell you about why we are in Wahpeton, North Dakota today with the What's In Your Town tour. Love finding out what's in towns all across the northern plains, and we're doing that today in Wahpeton. But our friends at High Plains Apache have one focus. You know what that is? Sprayers. They pride themselves with product expertise, customer satisfaction. And by the way, if you're looking for a used sprayer, they can help you out. Check them out. Have some used full-time sprayers on hand. They want to move on. 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity with the big 90-foot booms. And some used Apache sprayers. Check them out at highplainsapache.com. They have that ET Ag Center now. Your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop in today, High Plains Apache in Mandan. We are in Wahpeton today for the What's in Your Town tour. And the What's in Your Town tour is an opportunity for us to get around the state, talk about what's happening in communities all across the state, brought to you by Marvin Windows of Grafton, a great place, by the way, to work and call home there, Grafton, North Dakota, by Arvig Communications, by Cloverdale. We've been talking about turkey wrap bacon as a delicacy for tomorrow. So that might be a great idea for you. And as well, our friends at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. They're in Newtown. They're in Watford City. They're also soon to be in Belfield. So if you're planning a tour of the oil patch, it's a great place to call home. The What's in Your Town tour today brought to you in part by our friends right here where we're broadcasting live, the North Dakota State College of Science, a two-year college offering over 80 academic options to choose from, including numerous liberal arts transfer possibilities. You get the perks of a four-year college and earn your degree for a fraction of the cost and in half the time. They also have a 98% placement rate. Pretty amazing. Job offers before graduation are the norm. A great catching up with Dr. John Richmond last hour's world to find out more about them. Of course, Wahpeton is the home of the Whopper. That's the world's largest catfish. And you can discover the wonder of Wahpeton. Comdale Innovation, committed to delivering innovation for you, times money. So if you need to get your high-tech products to market faster, the folks at Comdale Innovation can help. People's State Bank, Lilligard Inc., Wahpeton's authorized dealer for Bobcat, Witsow Challenger Trailers and International Trucks, Farmers Union Insurance Agency, Prime Wood Woodcraft Industries, as well as Perante's Fine Dining. We're going to be joining a group of folks a little later on today there. Otter Tail Power Company and AIM, known as AI Machining. And we're pleased to catch up with a couple of folks from AIM with us today. They've been part of the marketplace here in Wahpeton for a lot of years. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us. And we, by the way, will be welcoming your questions and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's here on Wednesdays with the Talk Radio Town Hall. So get those questions ready at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll give you a tally on our turkey survey before the end of the program, too. Last check, Todd, you and I, as white meat fans, we're in good company today. Are you following this tally? We're winning big.
I lost track, but yeah, I mean, it was a landslide. It wasn't even close.
Way trouncing the dark meat lovers out there today, so it's kind of neat. From AIM, we're joined today by Dana Wurtzma and Jim Giles. Dana, Jim, how you doing?
Very good. Thank you for having us, Scott.
AIM Machining is part of the Gramada Industries family. Folks up in Fargo may be familiar with Gramada, but A1's been here a lot of years. Dana, what do you do?
In Wahpeton, we manufacture parts out of steel for different markets. It could be for oil and gas. It could be for recreational vehicles. It could also be for renewable energy, ag equipment. And all of our customer parts are made specifically to their design in various markets.
And, Jim, you've been here since day one.
I was at AIM. I was one of the first employees hired at AIM. I've been lucky to be there for 16 years coming up this February. So, yeah.
How many employees now, Dana?
We have 14 employees right now.
All right. And what makes what you do better than anybody else? What do you guys do? Precision? Is it getting it right? Is it custom designing those parts?
Yeah, it's our processes. I feel very strongly that the thing that sets us apart from our competitors is our process. We pay a great deal of attention and detail to not just the parts themselves, but the process from receiving the material to shipping the parts out complete. One of the things that we are able to do is we make the parts from bar stock to complete assembly, so to ship out to our OEMs and our other industries that we serve. So that's my big, as me, I think our processes and quality is the thing that sets us apart from our competitors.
Dana, you and I met out at an oil show, so this is an example of a company in Wahpeton doing manufacturing, and you're servicing, among other folks, people in the oil and gas industry, right?
Yep. Yeah, from our corner of Wahpeton, we're able to impact literally the U.S. and various markets. As you mentioned, you and I met up a little while ago in Williston. I was attending an oil show. I get out there from time to time. We also serve customers in Wyoming, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Texas in the oil patch. We do parts for items such as mud motors, drilling and exploration. Also help with completions, artificial lift, and a growing part of our business, you know, as the oil price continues to soften, is repair and restore. You know, they take the mud motor out of the ground. You know, it's 30, 40, 50 feet long, everything they have put together. They disassemble it. They find out parts that are wore. Well, we in Wahpeton are helping to repair and restore and fix it. You know, save money, reduce costs, you know, to keep the things going.
Very interesting. Another part of the story of Wahpeton. Find out what's in your town by getting out here today and learning more about it. AIM Machining, AIM, a business unit of Gramada Industries, and you can find out more about them at AIMachining.com, or the website is AIM Machining, AIM Machining. So check it out. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim, Scott.
And Dana,
appreciate
good to see you, and fun to hear a little bit about the story and what's happening right here out of Wahpeton with our friends from AIM. So appreciate that, and appreciate their sponsorship as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. It's time for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Are you ready for Thanksgiving, Kevin?
I'm ready. Here's the thing about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's like an election. You know, it happens on one day. And so you do everything you can up until that day, and when the day comes, you have to be ready. And my problem is, if there's one more day to do stuff, I do one more day's worth of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hang one more set of lights, or go buy one more thing I don't need. So, but I'm ready. If it happened today, I'd be ready. Tomorrow, I'll be one day more ready.
Exactly right. It does. Yes,
yeah.
It does indeed.
Yeah.
You were planning a little travel, by the way, today to Valley City and Fargo, and the roads kind of messed that up.
They did. I went to bed last night thinking that's going to be okay. So I was supposed to be in Fargo today late morning for a board meeting of the ABC, or Associated Builders and Contractors, and then speak to a government class in Valley City. And after I got up, in fact, they even thought it'd be okay, but then it started snowing heavily again in Bismarck, and I thought, no, this is not worth it. We can reschedule both of these. So I'm stranded in Bismarck.
And we do have
snow.
Yeah, we do have travel advisories over a good chunk of the state. By the way, anything firsthand you want to pass along in the way of road reports today, feel free to do that at any time at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email. But we always welcome finding out what's happening. But as you look at the road map from the Department of Transportation, and you've got a patchwork of all kinds of apparel out there. So at the minimum, be careful. Bottom line is, you're out and about today, maneuvering a little weather as we head into the holiday weekend. And a call coming earlier regarding tomorrow's holiday. Let's roll that for Congressman Cramer. Do we have that, Todd?
Good morning, Scott. Have a great show, and I want to say thank you for what you do for the area. On this Thanksgiving, I'm just remembering that those who served our country in the military, I wasn't able to call in on Veterans Day, but both my parents and my two of my uncles and a nephew served in the military. My nephew Jonathan Yanni gave his life for his country in Afghanistan. But anyway, I want to say thank you for their service and all the veterans out there. And also point out that if you ever get a chance, you know, you don't play music very often on your show, but song that says it all to me is I'm proud to be an American by Lee Greenwood. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you as well, and good reminder that we can all be thankful for those great veterans out there, huh,
Congressman? Boy, as we take an inventory of the things that we're to be grateful for, that is chief among them, isn't it? It's really something. Scott, I spoke to the I've been, you know, since Election Day, I've been speaking a lot of places again, and everywhere I go, I'm amazed at how many veterans there are in the room, and I hear so many of their stories after the speeches, which is really very heartwarming, and boy, we really, really are blessed. It's amazing.
We are indeed. And by the way, welcome your questions or comments and whatever you're thankful for today on the program. Dan in Turtle Lake has a question for you on what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. We're up against the break, so we're going to ask Dan to hang on. He'll be the first one to go when we come back. Others welcome as well. By the way, 800-228-0550, a Cloverdale Bacon 4-pack for our caller of the hour this hour, too. So there's a little more incentive to give us a call today at 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Kramer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This Thanksgiving, what will you remember? Will you be watching your favorite team win? Will you score the winning touchdown? Will you thank God for moments with loved ones? Will you be eating Grandma's famous stuffing? This Thanksgiving, we choose to not open our doors so our customers and associates can spend time with family. So what will you remember? Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Shields.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From Grand Forks, some advice for Todd. I think this is his first married turkey date. Tomorrow is my wife and I are having our anniversary. And the reason we get along so well over these years, she stays away from my dark meat and I stay away from her white meat. And it just has always worked out very well. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah, okay, Todd. You're right. You're taking notes?
Yep. Get it all,
How about you, Kevin? You got a white meat?
On your side of the turkey, and I'll stay on mine. There you go.
You got a white meat or dark meat preference, and do you and Chris, you know, work well in that regard?
We work very well in that regard. My only thing is, you put enough gravy on it, it's all fantastic.
It's a good.
So thing. I like the gravy on the meat along with the potatoes and the dressing.
We have a little survey going today, and the white meat is trouncing the dark meat big time here.
Yeah, sounds like, kind of like an election day.
There you go, exactly right. Yes, in this case, the white meat is the Republicans. Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Brother. Really?
It all comes down to that. It all comes down to that, Todd.
And the polls kind of underestimated how much of a trouncing it'd be, too. It's just amazing. But anyway. Yeah. Okay, back to the real stuff here. Dan in Turtle Lake, question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
I want to thank you, Scott, for your program. I love it. And, Congressman, I have the utmost respect for you for coming out here the way you do. And I wish more congressmen and senators would do what you're doing. So kudos to you and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Dan.
My question is, sir, has to do with the oath of office, to honor, protect, and defend the Constitution. And by not impeaching this president for breaking the Constitution, which he's done more than 30 times, not impeaching the Supreme Court justices who said that Obamacare was constitutional, which it is not, how do you feel you are honoring your oath of office by letting these people walk all over our Constitution? I'm going to hang up now and listen to your answer.
Sure. Yeah, no, thanks for the question, Dan. A couple of things. First of all, while some may say that he's gone against the Constitution 30 times, demonstrating that proving that in a court of law, especially when if you actually feel that the Supreme Court should be impeached as well, it sort of leaves nobody to make the determination of whether or not it's actually, yeah, he actually has, or whether you could prove it. It's one thing to state it, it's quite another to be able to prove it. Not to mention the energy and the consumption of an impeachment, which distracts from all of the other things that we probably could actually get done if we work hard enough at it in Congress. And so it's really a matter of, first of all, being able to prove it, picking a battle that you can win, prioritizing time and energy and all of the resources that we have into more productive arenas. And so given all of that, you have to put all that into the mix and see what you can get done. I frankly don't think an impeachment is doable and we certainly know it's not doable politically and probably has more detrimental consequence than it would have anything favorable, assuming it wouldn't be successful. Plus, there are just some really important things to get done. And Dan raises some important points. But one of the things, as an example today, the president threatened, if you can imagine, Scott, now last Friday we talked about the three things we have to get done this year. One of them is tax extenders, and they're very important. They're important to farmers, the 179 expensing, it's bonus depreciation, research and development credit, charitable rollover, charity IRA rollover, making that permanent. And in negotiations with the Senate, the House has already passed a lot of these things, but in negotiations with the Senate the last couple of weeks, they've come up with 10 expired tax provisions that we could make permanent in agreement now with Senate Democrats, House Republicans, Senate Democrats. Today, the president announced he'd veto it. It's almost mind-boggling to think that he would take this unilateral authority, and he has the authority. Veto is one of the things the president can do. But it's all the hard work of the Senate Democrats and House Republicans working together on something as important as tax reform and threatens to veto it. It's mind-boggling. He clearly did not get the message of the election that at least Harry Reid got, because Harry Reid is part of the solution in this. He's one of the negotiators in the room here helping us get these tax extenders done that would help our farmers, help middle-class America, help charities, and he threatened to veto it.
Pretty amazing. By the way, we had a call yesterday or the day before that wanted us to ask you specifically about in response to the immigration thing. Is that one of the I know, and I mentioned that there was an effort that Speaker Boehner talked about when he was out here in North Dakota, this lawsuit challenging the constitutional authority of the president. Will the immigration issue be added to that lawsuit?
Great question. So that lawsuit was filed last week, It's a lawsuit aimed specifically at what the lawyers tell us is the most likely success of proof in proving his overreach, and it relates, of course, to the employer mandate in Obamacare. The speaker has asked the lawyers to look at doing at whether or not the immigration, executive order could be part of that, and it's not clear yet whether it is or it is not. I can tell you, Scott, and if you've been watching a lot of the news, and I know you have, even very conservative lawyers have sort of a mixed feeling on whether or not the president has the authority to do what he did with regard to selective enforcement on the immigration issue. So, you know, when the conservative lawyers are even not really certain that he could do it. Here's the irony, by the way. Jonathan Turley is our attorney. I say ours, the U.S. House's attorney. The first law firm that was taking up the case and built the case declined at the end, not based on the legal opportunities, but rather pressure from other clients. So Jonathan Turley, who's a very liberal Democrat attorney with professor at the George Washington School of Law, George Washington University School of Law, is now the Republicans' attorney because he has sounded the alarm many times about this president's overreach. So getting sort of back to Dan, that we really are taking some action to check into, if you will, and challenge the president's unilateral decision-making and trampling on the Constitution in a form that it's probably more likely to be successful.
Chris in Linton for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Chris.
Are you there, Chris? I'm not hearing Chris.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead. Yep.
Maybe you can call the congressman out of Missouri there and let him know that this holiday we're having tomorrow wasn't founded by the African-American people. It was founded by white people. And, that they should back down a little bit on the pressure that they're giving all of us because, you know, we try our best to do what we have to do to survive in this country. You know, and the fact that they're burning buildings and trashing their whole city, for what reason? They're not gaining anything by it, are they?
Well, no, they're not gaining, whoever they are, nobody's gaining anything by burning down buildings, and I'd be very careful and caution against referencing an entire race as they and us and them, and because I don't believe that is the case. I do believe the situation is dire. I do think our president has not offered helpful leadership in this regard. I think in many cases by the use of race in politics, he's driven the wedge deeper between the races because divide and conquer has been his mode of government and politics. That said, we all have, you know, a role to play in creating a more peaceful and a more cohesive society.
Congressman Kevin Kramer with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall up against the break. More on the other side. Your call's welcome. Don't go away, folks. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. at guns80.com. The big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Sale is on right now at guns80.com. That's guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In Your Town Tour, brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvik, Marvin Windows, Grafton, and the Little Missouri and its Suites, Teddy's Residential Suites, Watford City, Newtown, soon Belfield as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. One more segment with Congressman Cramer. If you have a question or comment, get it in right now. It's 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Emailer, actually by Facebook, Mike and Stanley says, please ask Congressman Cramer if he has any ideas how to address the ammunition shortage problem. We have been unable to buy rimfire ammo for several years now.
Yeah, and we've checked into that a number of times, and generally what we have found is there's a number of issues, but one of them being occasionally there's an import problem because a lot of that ammunition is made out of the country. But we'll check into it again, see what's the latest hang-up with that particular type of ammunition.
And it was specifically referencing rimfire ammo for Mike. Bob in West Hope, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
It's snowing like crazy in Bismarck.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. It was snowing up here yesterday, too, here, but whatever. I admire you coming on the radio like you do.
Thanks,
Bob. I think if more people would do that, they'd have my vote, too.
Oh, thank you.
But anyway, I'm getting back to this turkey, chicken, and prairie chicken, and partridge, and pheasant. The best part of that meat is the neck.
Wow.
Yep, it's the neck, it's all the way. And then the drumstick and the thigh, and then we work back to the white meat.
So you like the dark meat?
I am a dark meat eater.
Oh,
and for Christmas, like these people that go out hunting and, shopping, whatever, it don't make no difference to me if they're open them days or not, because I give my kids hamburger for Christmas. And I butcher a pig once in a while, and I have the hams cured, and then I slice the hams for ham steak, and they get a package of that, each family, too.
Way to go. I love it.
That's the way the Christmas should be spent.
West Hope is the way America's supposed to be, Scott.
There you go. Exactly. Bob, appreciate the call. Have a great Thanksgiving. Dave in Bismarck for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Congressman Cramer.
Hey, Dave.
I am really concerned, and I hope that the Republicans all get their heads together as far as the leadership and how they're going to confront Obama. You know, We have so much work to do this country. This country, as you know, is in such a state with all the things that have happened and the threats that we face. And I don't want to see the Republicans just bicker back and forth with Obama. I want the Republicans to pass those 300 bills, and I want those bills on Obama's desk, and let him sit there and veto them. Let him look like the bad guy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you raising that point because some others have questioned about, you know, what about government shutdown and some of the other things that could be looming. And I'm with you, and I think leadership pretty much is as well. And I, when I say leadership, on both sides, both the House and Senate. And that is, let's test this guy. I mean, he's now, you know, today he's threatening to veto this tax extender package. Well, you know, I think we ought to set it on his desk and let him veto it if that's what he really wants to do and see if he's really willing to do that. Because by vetoing that tax extender package, he'd be telling every farmer in America, you shouldn't deduct the expenses of your new combine or your tractor or whatever equipment to every restaurant owner. And same with charitable IRA rollover. He'd be telling every charity in America, no, you know, your donors, they shouldn't get this advantage of being able to roll over their IRAs, you know, early into charity and not have to pay taxes on it. But see, I think part of this is he loves the government more than he loves charity. He loves the government more than he loves job creation. He thinks the government ought to solve everything. And you're right, Dave. Let's put a couple of bills every week on his desk. I'm with you in that strategy.
Absolutely. Because you know the press is going to run with it if they're going to try and make out the Republicans are the bad people. So we've got to really think this through.
No, you're right, and a fight doesn't help that, but good legislation, solutions do. And remember, all these bills, of the 384 over in Harry Reid's desk now, 350 or more of them have bipartisan votes. In fact, 60 of them were introduced by Democrats. So you're right. It would be a good way to sort of reveal, if you will, the real issue. Thank you.
Lay it on them.
Dave, appreciate the call. We have you as our bacon winner of the hour from Cloverdale, a four-pack of bacon, just our little way of saying thank you. We're not going to be on the air Friday because of the Thanksgiving holiday, so we're doling out the bacon today, and Dave, you've been selected as a lucky winner. So
maybe you can get a ham from West Hope to throw in there.
Well, I haven't had bacon like in a year because I can't afford it anymore.
Well, there you go. Now it's on us today. So, Dave, hang on a second. We'll get your information so we can mail it off to you from Cloverdale, one of our fine sponsors. So thank you very much for listening today. 800-228-0550. Is there a debate amongst Republicans and how best to respond to President Obama? I'm seeing a bunch of stories, and I'm sure this won't surprise you, but Politico and a few other media outlets are suggesting that there is, I'll just read you the headline. The headline sort of says it all, that there is, despite the win, the anxieties of the GOP majority, even after a historic midterm win, Republican confusion over how to respond to Obama on immigration is evidence of a changing party. Is that an accurate narrative?
I think the immigration thing has been particularly difficult, and I think that's why the president threw it out there, because he knew it would be divisive even among Republicans. But I think given a little time, given the holidays, given some time together in the next couple of weeks, we can respond to it in a cohesive manner. I'm with Dave. I think Dave raises an important point, and if I understand what, sort of reading between the lines, let's not overreact. In other words, let's not take the bait and come out crazy. Let's be measured. And I think immigration is another area where a lot of people say, well, he poisoned the waters, therefore we'll never deal with immigration. I think that'd be the exact wrong thing to do. I think the first thing we ought to do is get our heads together as a party, come up with a good, solid border security bill, which we've already passed one in the House, but let's get together and do that in a bipartisan manner and lay that on his desk, and then let's start dealing with immigration the right way rather than letting him bait us into just being critical. Let's respond by putting good ideas forward and restoring the American dream.
Is the power of the purse option still on the table on the immigration thing?
It is, but it's going to be a difficult one from everything we can see because, of course, so much of immigration is self-funded. It's similar to Obamacare. Remember, we had Republicans in the Senate especially telling us if we would defund Obamacare, it would be over. Well, of course, we did defund Obamacare. It wasn't over because it's automatic spending, and Ted Cruz and others had to learn the lesson the hard way, lessons they should have known in advance. And so we have to be a lot smarter than we were a year ago, and I think that's what Dave's admonishment is, and we may be able to do some with the power of the purse, but the thing is, remember, whether the power of the purse, whether we can defund certain aspects of selective enforcement. I think it's pretty difficult to do that. Remember, it's selective enforcement. Cutting the funding just means it's easier for them to not enforce a law. But there are other things he really wants, and that's where you start negotiating from a position of strength, and you start finding out what it is he really, really wants, and that becomes a bargaining chip.
By the way, some significant news, especially as it relates to North Dakota's coal industry, out of the EPA and the Supreme Court decided to take a decision. The significance of that?
It's quite significant because the EPA has largely gotten victories from the courts over the last couple of years, and this one is one where it's the power plant mercury rule, and it what the court has decided to take up is the claim by several states and part some of the industry as well that the EPA did not adequately consider the cost to industry and cost to the economy. And I've claimed this so many times, and this is what caused the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy to oppose the wetlands or the waters of the U.S. rule that the EPA put out, is that the EPA consistently does not consider, and they are required by law to consider, the economic costs of their rules. They always just consider the environmental and the environmental being their version of environmental. And so the fact that the court has taken this up, it'll be important certainly to the mercury rule, but it's important to all future rulemakings and current rulemakings, including the power plant rule, the clean power rule, things like that, that where they have not considered the cost to industry and cost to the economy. So it's a big deal, and hopefully we get the right the right outcome. But the fact they're taking it up will have an impact across the board, I think.
Adam in Powers Lake for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Adam. Yeah, hi, guys. I'm actually a transplant from California.
Welcome.
Doing. Yeah, Merry Christmas. And I appreciate it. This is my first freezing weather. We don't get it.
Let us know how it goes in May.
I'm not used to this. But, hey, a couple of things that I was – well, one thing, if you just wrap the entire turkey in bacon – you don't just have to get any one part. I take over the whole thing.
Oh, and, I love the visual. It's been keeping me going all week. I've Facebook pictures of it up. It's just it's a beautiful thing.
It is a wonderful way to do it. Then you get baked bacon, the drippings onto the turkey. It's ridiculous. And it's all about the dark meat. Sorry, guys. But
do it once a year.
I don't see why you can't have turkey two or three times a year myself, but that's just my opinion. But the thing I was actually calling about, I was kind of curious if when the Senate reconvenes after the new year, mm-hmm. if you guys are going to keep Harry Reid's rules in place mm-hmm. about amending bills, mm-hmm. or are you going to go back to the way it used to be? I'm kind of curious if you're going to let the Democrats basically reap what they sowed.
Yeah, it's a great question
from there, and I'm really curious. And
all right, we only have about a minute left, so quickly, if you want to answer that, Kevin, if you would, for Adam.
Well, of course, I'm not in the Senate, but I've thought a lot about it. What does your conscience do as a conservative? Do you want to restore the traditions of the Senate, and which is I think what we're all sort of inclined to want is let's go back to the way it's supposed to be, protecting the integrity of the minority, right, and their rule. I mean, this whole thing the founders had figured out, and so. So do you go back to that, or do you sort of punish the Democrats with their own rules? Is that the right way to go? And I'm telling you, I'd like to think I'm a better man than this, but I have to admit that I'd be hard-pressed not to let them live with the rules for a little bit. But that said, at the end of the day, we hope they do the right thing. So that's not a very good answer to your question. Of course, not being in the Senate, I don't, can't say for sure what I would do, but it's something I've pondered a lot, and I'm sure that our senators have as well.
All right, we're going to introduce you to some students from the North Dakota State College of Science when we come back. Ron and Kildare has a question on taxes. We're going to get in quickly as well.
Sure.
And wrap up our time in our What's in Your Town tour from Wahpeton today on the program. Stay tuned for that. Coming up, folks, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From
financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Savings are kicking into high gear at the Max Black Friday sale. Save an incredible 40% on all hand tools from 6 to 10 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Pick up an 8-gigabyte 4.4 Android tablet for just $49.99. And plant a great gift under the tree with a 97cc mini bike. It's only $399. Open until 9 p.m. on Black Friday for huge savings. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, this is Dan of Montana. The whole dark meat, white meat issue, I'm a fan of dark meat and the gizzard and heart, but the one that gets missed a lot is the neck. It's delicious. And I sure hope you guys have preparations for when you come out with the winner of this white meat, dark meat competition, because sometimes you need to have a plan. Thank you. Bye.
All right, a plan. Yeah,
but,
by the way, the white meat is trouncing. This is not even a contest over dark meat. And the neck is doing not bad, too. Did you detect that, Congressman Kramer? That's our second neck vote of the program.
Yeah. I listen, ever since the whole wrap the whole thing in bacon idea, I don't care.
You're a little distracted, are you? Yeah, I'm with
no,
you.
No, I'm off. you could wrap styrofoam in bacon and it would
taste good. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. By the way,
you gotta draw a line someplace. Styrofoam? Really?
We also have a great gift-giving idea here. If you don't want to have to, you know, go out there amongst the craziness on Black Friday, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will get you the 2-for-1 original classic pillow. You can give it as a gift, and you keep one yourself, and you get, you know, the savings. So it's a no-brainer. That's that 2-for-1 deal celebrating the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Great gift-giving idea from our friends there. All right, time for one more call, and then we're going to meet some folks from the host for our What's in Your Town tour today and the North Dakota State College of Science. It's been a blast to be here. But let's get Ron and Kildare in with a quick question. Last one for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, Congressman Kramer, you start talking about taxes, and I know a little bit about taxes, and I'm a W-2 guy. And it's been an awful long time since I've had a tax break. Now, one of the things that you need to clarify, or maybe you understand this and aren't saying it, if you're going to dump the tax burden on the W-2 guy and give all the tax breaks to the businessman and the farmer, I buy the products. And if I don't have the money to buy the product, I'm not going to buy the product.
All right, I'm going to put this in a nutshell just because we're really tight for time here on what you anticipate in the upcoming session on real tax reform, not just for the big guys, but for the little guys too, as Ron's saying.
That's right, and that's why we need to get the comprehensive tax reform that has as its primary beneficiary the entire economy. But remember, what I would say to Ron in response to that is that if a restaurant owner can't deduct the expenses of new equipment, then the shopper, the consumer, is paying the extra cost. It's not the business guy. So, but Ron's right in the sense that we need to do a lot more all the way up and down the tax code. I mean, there are things like work opportunity tax credit that we have, you know, in this. It's not just businesses either that all these tax extenders are aimed at. It's individuals as well.
All right. Sorry, we're short on time. We do have a few folks to introduce Congressman Kramer to since we're in Wahpeton today. For the What's in Your Town tour, they include Melissa Johnson, who's Executive Director of Residential Life at North Dakota State College of Science. How are you, Melissa?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you?
Nice to see you. And before we introduce the students, what are these students going to tell us about the school? What's different? What sets you apart here?
Sure. So what I wanted to share a little bit about NDSCS is I think what sets us apart and makes us unique is that we are a two-year school with a four-year feel. So we have a few unique opportunities here, and the fact that we're residential, students can come and live with us and have an opportunity to see what campus life is all about. In addition to the college is really well poised itself to be very focused on student success, offering a lot of support resources and engagement opportunities to students through our strong academic services center, student success center, as well as having all of those opportunities like athletics, drama, Wildcat Sage band and singers, and a lot of opportunities for students to get involved, which we know means that they're going to do better both academically and socially. So students are going to share a little bit about their experience here.
Jenny, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Tell me, you're Jenny O'Lair, and you're from where again?
Otsego, Minnesota.
I wanted you to say that, not me. I know it from the water tower by Albertville, but what do you love best about the school?
I just love the feel in the community. Every return, you can meet someone new and get to see them every day. And those relationships that you build really emphasize how much we have on this campus, because getting to know those people just really is what makes it. It's really what you put in is what you get out.
That's neat. Logan is here, and Logan, what's your last name again, Logan?
Heckman.
I can't hear you now for some reason, Logan. Tell me again.
Heckman. You got me?
No, I got you.
Heckman. Heckman's last name.
We want to get that last name in there.
Yep.
Logan Heckman.
Yep.
From Castleton, all the way from Castleton, North
yes,
Dakota.
Sir.
And what do you like best about school?
Definitely the people. People make it, just like Jenny said. Like she said, what you put in is what you get out. I really enjoy the faculty here. I mean, you can go to any one of them and learn what your situation is, and they'll help you out as best as they can.
And you're going to school for what, Logan?
Diesel technology.
All right. And a lot of opportunities. Any particular area you want to call home when you're done?
I don't know. I like the North Dakota area, but North Dakota, Minnesota, I like the North.
And Jenny, how about you?
I also am from Minnesota, so I'd like to stick around home.
And you're going to school for?
Liberal arts with an emphasis on engineering.
Very neat. That's great. Well, thanks for sharing part of that story. Melissa, thank you. Logan, Jenny, thank you all. Kevin, what do you think?
I think Logan and Jenny have a great career opportunities right here in North Dakota. So I know Minnesota's nice, but we need them. We need that. We need those skill sets that they're getting at that great school in Wofford. Man, that the school science has, they are sitting in the catbird seat in terms of what the workforce demands are, and their nimbleness really provides them, I think, tremendous opportunities. So great show today.
Yeah, it was really fun. A lot of fun to learn a lot about what's happening at North Dakota State College Science. Thank you all. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for Dr. Richmond joining us earlier today, and the folks from AIM as well, and one of the council members here, Congressman Kramer. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll chat with you next Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Folks, have a great Thanksgiving. We're back Monday after a couple-day hiatus for Todd and I. Keep the debate going on white meat, dark meat online on our Facebook page. God bless you all, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.